Welcome to MarketSnap's SWOT analysis for Qifu Technology, also known by its ticker, QFIN. If you're not familiar with this name, let me give you the quick rundown. Qifu Technology is a player in the financial technology space, operating primarily in the consumer finance industry within the broader financial sector. Based in China, they've carved out a niche by leveraging tech to provide credit solutions and financial services, aiming to bridge gaps in the market for underserved consumers. With a solid workforce and a focus on innovation, they're a company worth keeping an eye on for long-term investors. Today, we're diving deep into their strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats to see if this stock deserves a spot in your portfolio. Let's get started. Before we jump into the SWOT, let's touch on some recent buzz and performance trends for Qifu Technology. From the latest news, there's a clear focus on their strategic moves to enhance tech-driven financial solutions, which has been a key driver in their market positioning. Their performance metrics show a mixed bag, decent short-term gains over the past month, but we've seen some volatility when you zoom out to the 6-month and 1-year marks. Compared to industry trends in consumer finance, they're holding their own, but not necessarily leading the pack. And from their most recent Q4 and full year 2024 earnings call, there's a lot to unpack. Strong financial results, a focus on high quality growth, and some cautious optimism for 2025. So with that backdrop, let's break down the SWOT and see what's really cooking with Qifu Technology. Strengths. First up, let's talk about their financial performance, which is a big win for Qifu Technology. From their latest income statements, revenue and net income have shown consistent growth, reflecting a robust business model. Their gross profit margins are impressive, as seen in the key metrics, indicating they're not just growing, but doing so profitably. For long-term investors, this kind of stability is a green flag. Another strength is their cash flow position. Looking at the cash flow statements, their operating cash flow and free cash flow are solid, with a healthy free cash flow yield in the key metrics. This means they've got the liquidity to reinvest in growth or weather any storms, something we all appreciate when markets get choppy. Their focus on tech innovation stands out as well. From the earnings call summary for Q4 2024, management emphasized leveraging technology to drive high-quality development. In the fintech space, staying ahead of the curve with tech isn't just a bonus, it's a necessity, and Qifu seems to get that. Lastly, their valuation looks reasonable. The forward PE ratio, based on analyst estimates, is competitive within the industry, neither too pricey nor suspiciously cheap. For a long-term play, this suggests there's room to grow without overpaying right now. Weaknesses. Now let's not sugarcoat things. Qifu Technology isn't without its flaws. One concern is their debt levels. The debt-to-equity ratio in the key metrics isn't alarming, but it's worth noting. If they're planning to scale aggressively, this could become a burden, especially if interest rates or economic conditions tighten up in their operating regions. Another issue is their performance inconsistency. While short-term gains look okay, the longer-term metrics over 6 months and a year show some underperformance compared to the broader sector. For us long-term investors, this raises questions about whether they can sustain momentum or if they're just riding temporary waves. Geographic concentration is a bit of a red flag too. From the revenue geographic segments, it's clear they're heavily reliant on the Chinese market. While that's a massive market, it also means regulatory risks or local economic downturns could hit them harder than a more diversified player. Opportunities. On the flip side, there's plenty of room for Qifu Technology to shine. One big opportunity is market expansion. The earnings call hinted at plans to grow their business operations in 2025. If they can tap into new regions or demographics, even incrementally, that could be a game changer for revenue growth. Industry trends are also in their favor. The consumer finance space is evolving fast with increasing demand for digital financial solutions. Qifu's tech-first approach positions them well to capture a bigger slice of this pie, especially if they keep innovating as they've promised in their recent updates. Their dividend yield, while not sky high, is still a nice perk as seen in the key metrics. For long-term investors like us, reinvesting those dividends or just enjoying the passive income could add up over time, especially if they increase payouts as they grow. Lastly, let's not ignore the potential for partnerships or acquisitions. While not explicitly mentioned in the data, their strong cash position and focus on high-quality growth suggests they've got the firepower to make strategic moves. If they play their cards right, this could accelerate their market share. Threats. Now, let's talk about the risks, and there are a few that could rattle Qifu Technology. First, regulatory pressure in China is a constant shadow over fintech companies. Any tightening of rules around consumer lending or data privacy could directly impact their operations. It's not in the news right now, but it's a known risk in this space, and their geographic focus makes it even more relevant. Competition is another big threat. The consumer finance industry is crowded, and while Qifu is doing well, they're not the only ones innovating. If a competitor rolls out a better platform or undercuts them on pricing, it could eat into their margins or market share. Economic slowdowns are also a concern. If consumer spending or borrowing takes a hit in their key markets, as reflected in potential industry downturns, their revenue growth could stall. Their latest earnings call mentioned cautious optimism for 2025, which tells me they're aware of macro risks but not immune to them. Finally, their beta, as seen in the company profile, suggests some volatility compared to the market. For long-term holders, this isn't a deal breaker, but it does mean you might need a strong stomach during market swings. So, what's the big picture here for Qifu Technology? Wrapping this up, I'd say they've got a solid foundation with strong financials and a clear focus on tech-driven growth, which is exactly what you want to see in a fintech stock. However, the risks tied to their geographic concentration and regulatory environment can't be ignored. For long-term investors, this stock presents a balanced mix of growth potential and caution. Their forward-looking plans for 2025 and reasonable valuation make them intriguing, but you'll want to keep an eye on how they navigate competition and external pressures. Short-term trends might be bumpy, as we've seen in their performance metrics, but the long-term story could be compelling if they execute on their expansion and innovation goals. Thanks for tuning in to this SWOT analysis on MarketSnap. If you found this breakdown helpful, make sure to stay connected with us for daily stock market summaries and in-depth stock analyses. We've got content in video, audio, and article formats, plus bullet point SWOTs on our platform for quick reference. Drop your thoughts on Qifu Technology in the comments. Do you see them as a buy for the long haul, or are you waiting for more clarity? Let's keep the conversation going, and I'll catch you in the next one.